John chapter 13, verses 6 through 8, there's this interesting dialogue between Jesus and Peter. I think we can all relate to this scene. First, Jesus is going to wash Peter's feet, and Peter says, no, I'm not receiving it. There's going to be some people who, when you offer to serve them, you're going to need to be persistent, because some people, they don't receive very well. That's just not what they want, and yet they have real needs. And so Jesus does. He persists, and then Peter's next response is, okay, Lord, if you're going to wash me, then wash my whole body. And there's going to be some people who might demand something or request something that goes far beyond what God actually wants you to do. And don't let someone take advantage of you, you know, in that way. But Peter just didn't understand, and Jesus had to explain it to him. Yes, I'm going to wash your feet, but I'm not going to do more. You're already clean. And so there's some deep levels that John goes into about, you know, how our sins are all forgiven when we put our trust in Jesus. But yet, in that relationship can suffer, and we still need some cleaning in that relationship. So an incredible picture here, an incredible metaphor in a way, but Peter needs to receive from Jesus what Jesus is ready to give him. And I'm going to ask you, how are you doing when it comes to receiving? Do you say no to the Lord when He wants to bring something or someone into your life? And then when He does start to bring blessings, do you have self-control? Are you aware of what is good and what's a good limit? And to say, okay, that's it. That's a good limit. Or does it go overboard? Two extremes to avoid. One is the denial, and the other is going way too far. So when it comes to serving, even for caregivers, it's important to know those limits, but yet still be persistent in bringing that care. And when it comes to our own relationship with the Lord, we want to make sure that we're ready to receive the timing, the amount that He has, because He truly knows what's best. Read through those verses a couple times. Think of the levels that are all happening in that scene, and receive from the Lord just what He's offering for you today.